Thank you.
All right, Joe Walsh, we're going to do, you ready, Brendan, for Angelo's Ashes? All right, this is a tribute to the management of the Bears, Jerry Angelo, the general manager.
Okay.
Buzz will be playing the part of Virginia McCaskey, who is the woman, the old lady that owns the Bears. And
a lot of articles in the paper today about Eagles fans, but I realize
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. These Eagles are huge.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference between an Eagles fan and a Bears fan? The answer was lipstick. I didn't get it. I was like, what?
Well, that's like that, you know, pit bull and a hockey.
I know.
Yeah.
Completely confusing.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's a it's a coincidence that we have the,
it's a diabolical coincidence.
The Eagles, the band, and the Eagles, the football team, all in town at the same in town same week. So okay, so this is Angelo's Ashes, episode 3, right, Brendan?
Yes, indeed.
And what will this feature today? Without spoiling it.
If we just go through the cast, it's Steve playing Jerry Angelo,
mm-hmm.
Buzz, Virginia McCaskey, Pete reprising his role as Rex Grossman.
Right, he does a fantastic Rex Grossman.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Jim will be playing Brian Urlacher. Joe Walsh will be playing girl number one.
All right.
Okay.
I feel like Joe should have been Brian Urlacher.
could have done that.
Yeah. But that's all right.
Stephanie will be playing girl two.
No, I want to be Steve.
I'm girl number three.
And I'll be doing the narrative.
And where is Stephanie?
She's out in the hall there, so she'll be
popping her head in to say things. Or?
She's got a microphone out there, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Starts out with the 40s music because when you see Virginia McCaskey, you think Pearl Harbor.
In the Bears' weight room, Brian Urlacher works on his bench press. Next to him, team owner Virginia McCaskey is on the elliptical machine.
Mercy! It feels great to get my blood pumping like this. It's the only way to get my mind off that embarrassing defeat at the hands of Brian Greasy and the Buccaneers. This machine
isn't Buzz an awesome old lady?
This machine is terrific because it saves wear and tear on the knees. How are you doing with the free weights there, Urlacher?
Good.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to gear into cool-down mode. 30 intense minutes are enough for me. Boy, oh boy, I'm going to be raiding the Ben Gay closet tonight. So, Brian, how's the team?
Pretty good.
Are you still support Peanut after that costly penalty?
Absolutely.
And confidence is still high?
Yeah.
Well, the conversation with you is always scintillating, Lacker. Oh, here comes Jerry Angelo.
Well, if it isn't my star linebacker and my favorite owner, how are you today, number 54?
Good.
And Virginia? Get a good workout in?
A blistering half hour on the elliptical was just what I needed today. Ooh, do I feel rejuvenated.
30 minutes, and yet you're only gently glistening. God, gross. You're only gently glistening. Such grace.
You are so kind, Jerry. And while I'm on the subject of kindness, I'm hosting a charity event tonight at Z451, and I insist that both of you be there.
I'd be delighted. And I'm sure Urlacher would be happy to attend as well. Isn't that right, Brian?
Sure.
Wonderful. It's certain to be a spirited affair. I'm going to hit the showers. But first, watch me sneak up behind John Tate and snap him with my towel. I love a good surprise towel snap. Stupendous. So long, Jerry. So long, Brian. See you both tonight.
Arrivederci, Virginia. Man, she's in a good mood. And is it my imagination, or did Tate enjoy that a little too much?
Maybe.
Listen, Bri, tonight is the perfect opportunity to get Rex Grossman out on the town. I was going to have G-Reg monitor him, but this is even better. How about we all sit together tonight and you can help Rex gain some confidence in himself?
All right.
Excellent. Do you think I'm pushing him too hard?
Don't know.
I really just want Rex to succeed. Do you think we can help him?
Sure.
Thanks, Lacker. Your inspirational words are what make you a team leader.
Scene 2 at River North Hotspot Z451. Virginia McCaskey is on the microphone in front of hundreds that have gathered for her charity event. Jerry Angelo, Brian Urlacher, and Rex Grossman sit together at a table near the back.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming tonight to this benefit to help Ed McMahon get his house back. For years, we watched him alongside Johnny Carson or hanging out with that handsome young man, Dick Clark, maybe even showing up on our doorstep with a giant Publisher's Clearinghouse check. Well, now it's our turn to show up at his red roof indoor with a check. Our first item up for bid is an autographed copy of Angelo Lansbury's book entitled Angelo Lansbury's Positive Moves. Do I hear $1,000?
Meanwhile, at Jerry Angelo's table.
Man, Virginia gets psyched about that Ed McMahon.
Uh-huh.
Rex, how's your citrus salmon?
A little too fishy.
Well, salmon is fish, Rex.
I see.
Listen, Rex, Brian is here to help you with your confidence.
Okay.
I'm going to help Virginia move that quiet bust of Tom Bosley. That giant bust of Tom Bosley. Brian, you take it from here.
Yep.
Hey, Brian. Just you and me hanging out. Rex and Urlacher, best buds forever.
Yeah, sure. Never really spent time together.
I see. I practice sometimes. Play defense.
You've done your homework. Listen, Rex. Did you see those two girls up at the bar? I want you to go talk to them.
Oh, shucks. I don't know.
Jerry said I'm in charge, Rex. Now go. And while you're up there, order me a Grey Goose and vitamin water.
Rex approaches a pair of girls sitting at the bar.
Hello, ladies.
Hi. Wait. I know you from somewhere.
Totally. Aren't you a football player?
I guess so.
I know. You're Rex Grossman, right?
In the flesh.
So what are you doing here?
Oh, just making the scene, as usual. Say, would you ladies like to see me do a trick?
Ooh, let's see what you got.
You do an excellent girl, by the way.
See this cocktail, Olive? Watch me throw it high in the air and then catch it in my mouth.
Rex tosses the olive, but misses badly, hitting one of the girls in the eye.
Ow, my eye!
What the hell is the matter with you?
I have an accuracy dysfunction.
Just get away from us. Come on, let's go to the ladies' room.
Rex returns to the table at the same time that Jerry gets back from helping Virginia.
Hey there, G-Man. How'd it go?
Pretty well, I think.
Didn't look that way.
Well, I did hit a girl in the eye with a cocktail, Olive. But other than that...
Good. Every time I want to yell at Brennan for having this be too long, I laugh. So, good Lord, Rex, I'm starting to wonder if you're a lost cause.
Oh, Jerry, don't say that.
You're not going to cry, are you, Rex?
Ah!
In a fit of rage, Rex throws Urlacher to the ground.
Holy cannoli, Rex! You just dropped Urlacher like Rasheed Davis drops crucial third down conversions. What? Where did that come from?
Sorry, I just snapped.
Don't apologize, Rex. That's the fire in the belly that I've been waiting years to see. I'm so proud. In fact, just as a special gift for you, I'm going to buy the next item that's up for bid.
Next up, we have this candid photo of James Garner getting out of the shower. Ooh.
That'll go nicely with my Jack Lemmon.
Will Rex's newfound rage
what?
Help him? Will Rex's newfound rage help him turn things around? Will Virginia raise enough money to get Ed McMahon's house back? Will the girl at the bar lose her eye? Find out next time on Angelo's Ashes.
All right.
Too far out.
You're hot. All right, thanks to Joe Walsh for stopping by. It's always good to see you.
I'm glad I got up.
You're a funny
good
guy.
Good to come and see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you Monday morning at 5 a.m. Take care. So long. See ya.